All right, here live from the Detroit Auto Show at the Ford Display. We've been walking around, checking things out. It is fantastic, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of great Broncos. There's a Sasquatch. All three of the big three have driving experiences.
Yep. And then they've got some really cool concept cars.
Yeah.
They've got
the Stars and Stripes for the 250th
on the
America's Birthday or whatever.
Yeah, for the new Corvette.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. This is going to be a really cool auto show for people.
Yeah.
I think they're really going to like this.
And you know what? I was talking with some people around here. It feels like there's more of a buzz this year. Like last year was kind of, I don't want to say a reset year, but it was a new guard, and they're doing things a little differently. And I feel like they found their footing, and there's a lot more. There's a lot of excitement, and it also helps that they wisely moved back to January.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Meanwhile, some new polling is out showing, boy, these races in the state of Michigan are very tight. There is some dissatisfaction with the way the economy is under Donald Trump in year one of his second term. Let's bring in WJR's Marie Osborne, the Director of Community Affairs and News, to talk about it all. Hi, Marie.
Hi there, Chris. So we're going to talk about this poll that was commissioned by the Detroit News and WDIV. So let's start with the governor's race. In a three-way scenario, Congressman John James holds a narrow edge with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson close behind and former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan drawing support from more than a quarter of the respondents. When Duggan was not included in this, Benson moved ahead just slightly, underscoring how much his presence really reshapes the field. Now, heading over to the Senate race, Republican Mike Rogers and Democrat Haley Stevens are effectively tied in this race for the open U.S. Senate seat. This is according, again, to this new statewide survey. We're looking at 600 likely Michigan voters, and it found that 44% of them favored Rogers, 43.7% backed Stevens. That's a difference of less than a half of a percentage point. That falls within the poll's margin of error of 4 percentage points. Now, one of the biggest warning signs in all of this for Republicans is voter enthusiasm. The poll finds that motivated Democrats outnumbered highly motivated Republicans by a wide margin, and that's a shift from past cycles. Among those who say they're certain to vote, Benson opens up a small lead. The survey also highlights the political environment shaping the race, and that's for the governor. A majority of voters disapprove of President Trump's performance, while Governor Gretchen Whitmer remains unusually popular for a term-limited governor, and support that could help the Democratic nominee. And Chris, as you know, the governor has yet to endorse a candidate for governor.
Yeah, well, we just saw that Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist dropped out of the race. He's now going to run for Secretary of State. So that's certainly going to impact things a little bit, too. I think this poll, like you mentioned, it highlights Mike Duggan's impact here. It highlights, you know, where he's drawing his votes from. Now, this independent run is, you know, relatively unprecedented. And we haven't seen a major candidate like Mike Duggan decide to come in as an independent, and where that's going to have the most impact. You take him out of the race and Benson gets a little bit of a bump and a lead. And with him in the race, John James in the lead, all within the margin of error. It's very tight, but I think you see how much of an impact Mike Duggan is already having.
Right. And we got to remember it's really early in the year.
Yes,
okay. We're
sure.
January here. We're months away. And something else is earlier this week, we had some reporting on another survey. This was a national survey, but it talked to young voters, Gen X, Gen Zs, and most of them are starting to identify as independents. So that's interesting, too, is that is the population really turning on this idea that, yeah, you know what, maybe I'm sick of the Democrats, I'm sick of the Republicans, I'm really more of an independent voter. And if that happens, then, of course, Mike Duggan can get a leg up here. But, you know, again, that's just some early national polling that we saw earlier in the week.
You know what's interesting, too? I was watching Harry Enten on CNN, and he's kind of their data and analytics guy. And he was talking about, you go back 20 years or so, and voters who identified as conservative and voters who identified as liberal, Republican conservatives had a 22% lead in that margin of those who identified as conservatives and those who've identified as liberal. Now that lead has shrunk to just 7%. So you have more people identifying as liberal on the left side of things. So it does throw into whack a little bit when you consider how people are going to vote. And then you mentioned the motivation. It's Donald Trump, it has had the ability to motivate voters when he is on the ballot. We saw it in 16, we saw it in 20, and we saw it certainly in 2024. So without him on the ballot, though, it's been a mixed bag for Republicans.
Yeah, and that's clear for Mike Rogers here in Michigan. A lot of people, I know that we've interviewed people on the air, we've heard them say this, that, you know, that's a big question. Can Mike Rogers pull the votes in without Donald Trump at the top of the ticket? You know, energizing a voter base is like, it's all about that. We know the politics is all about money, but motivating the base and motivating voters is huge. Voter enthusiasm, and this is one of the things that they asked about in this survey, so I thought that was a good question for them to ask.
Yeah, and remember, Mike Rogers lost by, I think, 0.3%.
Yeah.
To Alyssa Slotkin. So, I mean, he was in that race up until the very end. And again, I think the name recognition is much more tilted in Mike Rogers' favor, at least here in the state of Michigan, over Haley Stevens, even though she is a sitting congresswoman. So you do have that at play here, too. And then that's going to be just as close. Michigan is going to continue to be at the center of the political focus as we get towards November. There's no doubt.
Yep, and don't also forget that the Republicans poured a lot of money into Mike Rogers' campaign the last time, a lot. And I'm certain that's going to happen again. It remains to be seen how much of the national dollars, Democratic dollars, will go to Haley Stevens. We'll see.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's funny, too, because you talk about the pure politics of it, right? Obviously, the bases are going to remain the bases for the most part, right? If we're seeing a shift in independence, that's certainly going to play a role. But the consequential decisions, not only for the country at large that the president has on his plate now, but those are going to be amplified as we get closer. And I mean, every day we trudge towards November, those decisions in Venezuela, the decisions of Iran, the decisions of, you know, the view of the Epstein files, all of these things are going to be magnified tenfold this year.
Yep. And don't forget, yesterday, the president in his speech at the Econ Club talked about that word, affordability, which he said affordability is a made up word. It was made up by the Democrats. That's what he said in his speech. So we'll see how voters feel about that, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Marie Osborne, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
you. Good to talk with you.
Yes.
Donald Trump yesterday was vintage Donald Trump. Right. That's what he does. It's what he is about. That's where he's gained the notoriety.
Right.
From. It's where he's picked up his base. But they made that a priority in 24.
Right.
Affordability, making things more affordable for people so that when you go to the grocery store, you don't feel it.
It's all about the price of eggs, right?
Yes. Yep. In a nutshell. Yep. Yes. But people aren't feeling that yet, and he's talked about this boom that could come this year. That's all well and good, but you gotta make sure people are feeling it
before 2026,
before
or the election
before
November.
Yeah. And so I think all those decisions and those how they frame it is going to be pretty consequential here this year. All right, we'll take a break. 1 o'clock hour coming up. It's Focus with Paul W. Smith.